We welcome you back to Eagles 360, Eagles Insider Dave Spadaro, along with Ike Reese, and we're going to talk about now the first round of the Eagles draft, number 20 overall, and let's get the speculation out of the way here, Ike. We've been talking about it all offseason. In your mind, do the Eagles move up and get Marcus Mariota?
I don't think so, Dave, especially not in the top five. Now, if he, for some unfortunate reason, began to drop in the draft and he gets somewhere around 9, 10, 11, 12, then possibly I could see the Eagles trying to make something happen. But to get up there to number two, or even in that top five, I just don't see it. It's just too rich.
Yeah, and I agree with you absolutely. So let's focus on a couple of positions, Ike, that the Eagles might want in round one. And we've talked about the strength of this draft throughout the offseason. But cornerback, wide receiver, offensive line. Yeah. Start with the offensive line.
Offensive line is certainly a position of need when you look at the team. Losing Todd Harris, a couple guys getting a little long in the tooth, and Evan Mathis and Jason Peters. So at some point, you're going to have to address this. A guy like that could certainly be available for the Eagles is Lael Collins out of LSU. He has the ability to play guard and tackle. So if you get him with the 20th pick and say you want to play him at guard this year while you have Lane Johnson on the right side and while Jason Peters, winds up his career, Lael Collins is a guy that could easily move out to that position. But more importantly, you get a guy that can step in from day one. I think he's a guy that can play right now. He's a senior. He's graduated. He was a captain on his team. He was the MVP. Not very many offensive linemen win MVP, especially at a school like LSU. So that lets you know how good of a player he is and what his teammates thought of him.
Right, and a leader is something that always is coveted by Chip Kelly and crew. How about the wide receiver position? Said to be deep and talented, maybe 8, 9, 10, even 12 first-round talents available on Thursday. Your thoughts at wide receiver? Should the Eagles go in that direction at 20?
They're going to be sitting at a great spot at 20. Obviously, we know the top guys, Parker and Cooper and Kevin White out of West Virginia. I don't think any of those guys drop into the Eagles' range at 20, but they're going to be several players because it is such a deep draft at the wide receiver position that the Eagles are going to have their pick to choose from. Two guys that I like, Rashard Perriman out of the University of Central Florida, comes from a great pedigree. His father, Brett Perriman, played at the University of Miami also. Big-time receiver for the Detroit Lions. So I love his size, 6'2", 210-plus pounds, a physical wide receiver. Reminds me an awful lot of the Denver Broncos wide receiver, Demaryius Thomas, the ability to run after the catch. And then USC's wide receiver, Nelson Aguilar. Here's another guy. The thing I like about him is his athleticism, very adequate speed, but he attacks the football when it's in the air. You need those big receivers that go up and know how to high point the ball in the air and snatch it down. Both of these guys would be great at that. And more importantly, in an offense like the Eagles run, both guys are great after the catch.
On the defensive side of the ball, the Eagles allowing 72 plays of 20-plus yards in the passing game last year. They addressed cornerback with Walter Thurmond and Byron Maxwell. Maybe not enough. Good group of cornerbacks, possibly, as it's been speculated, at the 20 position. Do you see a cornerback who would be a good fit here?
Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, the guy I think everybody loves because of his combine measurables is Byron Jones from the University of Connecticut. I mean, the guy set a record in the broad jump there. I mean, his vertical is over 40 inches, and he ran a pretty good time. And the thing I like about him, and I think the Eagles like about him, is that he has the potential to make that switch to safety. He has a big enough body, 6 feet plus, somewhere around 200 pounds. That's going to give him the ability to maintain his speed, but at the same time, play in the box if he certainly needs to. And I know the Eagles love cornerbacks who can have that ability to transition to possibly a safety. Another guy I would look at is Kevin Johnson out of Wake Forest. Mm-hmm. Again, a leader on his team, a guy that's mature, well-respected by his teammates. These are the type of character quality guys that Chip Kelly and Billy Davis love. And to their staff. So there's two guys that I like at that 20th position.